Can you hear me? Is this thing on? As they say. Okay. Here we go. Right on. You won't stop. You get the funky feeling now. And nothing but a party. And nothing but a party, yo. Right on. I think the hardest part about learning to relax into yourself, into being who you really are in the real world, taking off the mask, and taking off the need to impress other people, taking off the need to be liked, is learning how to deal with other people's reactions towards us. So I'm going to share with you what will work. And it's not just going to work in this circumstance. It's going to work with everything you do in life. So absolutely worth putting the time in to practice this and get really great at it, because it will change your life and the lives of people around you even in ways that you can't even imagine right now. It's going to put you in a place of power and strength. It will make you resilient, and it will just really change your relationships to everything. So here we go. In my opinion, the most important thing we can do to manage our fears of what other people will think of who we are when we finally start taking the mask off to show them is managing their reactions to us. And how do we do this? We do this by not letting our emotions take control of us and dictate how we're going to act in that moment. For instance, if we're angry at someone's emotions, if we let our emotions dictate and control how we act, then we're going to react in an angry way. Same with fear, same with even happiness. Sometimes we can be too happy, and then we do something stupid, and then it backfires on us. So the way we can do this to separate ourselves from our emotions, and you've probably heard this before, but hopefully I'm going to be able to add a little extra insight into how this works, is to name the emotion that you're feeling in the moment. And once you name that emotion, so let's go back to anger. It could be embarrassment, shame. Again, there's so many emotions in the world that you choose your emotion. Or you don't actually choose your emotion. It just naturally comes up from habit. That's something we're going to get into another time. But someone says something to you. Maybe they laugh at you when you're just really trying to take that chance and be yourself in front of them. So they laugh at you, and you get angry that they treated you like that. So in that moment, stop for a second. Just say the word in your head, stop. And name the emotion. So say, stop. I feel really angry right now. And don't say, I am angry right now, because you cannot be angry. Like, angry is not a person. There's no way to personify anger. Really. I mean, it's, yeah. Your name is not anger. Your name is whatever your name is. My name is Suzanne. It's not angry. It's not anger. So I'm not going to say, I am angry. I am going to say, I am feeling angry. And in that moment, you are separating yourself from the emotion. It's just something you're experiencing. Like you're experiencing a sunny day or a rainy day. You are experiencing the emotion of anger. And this is what you're going to have to really practice. Once you have named that emotion that you're feeling and recognize in your brain that you are not that emotion, you are experiencing that emotion, you can create a space between you and the emotion. And it's that space in between you and the emotion is where the power lies. And if you can connect or step into that little space, you can choose a different direction. So you can say, I feel angry right now. And how do I want this interaction to end? How can I best respond to it to get the best reaction or the best conclusion for me and hopefully the other person too? Because in these win-win situations, everybody wins. And it's so that is the trick, is being able to sit in that space between you and your emotion. And not only does it give you a powerful place to sit and not be overcome by your emotion, it gives you the time and the choice to choose a different direction and to direct your life down a path that's more beneficial to you. And that is beyond powerful. You can change your whole life this way, because the number of emotions we feel during the day, every time you feel an emotion, you have the chance to go down a different path if you want. Think about that. Just notice during the day how many emotions you feel and how you react to those emotions. I'm going to leave it at that right now, because I like to keep these podcasts really short. So I want you just to practice for the next few days, even right now, as you're listening to this podcast. You may be feeling irritated by it. You may be really enjoying it. You may be feeling nervous at the thought of actually doing this. You may feel angry and think, well, that's so stupid. I came here for something useful and that wasn't useful. Whatever you're feeling right now, name it. Create the space between you and your emotion, and then choose which path you're going to go down. So let's just sit with that. I don't want to overcomplicate things. And listen to the information or the thoughts that may come up as you're sitting in that space. You may have a memory from the past. So what's happening in front of you may remind you of that time years ago or last week when the same sort of thing happened. And it may give you clues as to why you're reacting that way. You may sit in that space and take that time to notice the other person and see how they're reacting. Because so often when we're caught up in our own emotions, we don't really notice how the other person's reacting or think about why they may be reacting like that. So that may happen. There's so many different things that can happen. So many powerful things that can happen while you're sitting in that space. So don't be afraid to listen to the thoughts that come up, because they're giving you a lot of very helpful information that you can use to choose your next direction or stay on the same path and keep going down that road. It's really, really up to you. And one other thing I really want to point out is that the more often you can do this, the more often you can break bad habits. Because just very quickly, every time you think a thought in your brain or feel an emotion, in your brain, little synapses fire as a result of a specific thing happening. And so every time something, the same thing or something similar happens, your brain just goes automatically to that reaction that you've had before. And why does it go to that same reaction that you've had before? Is because those little synapses, those little electrical currents firing off little miniature sparks in your brain, are literally burning and creating a pathway in your brain. And so you don't even have to consciously react to anything. Your brain's just going down that path automatically. You don't really have any say in the matter. And so when we create that space between us and our emotion, when we say stop, we're stopping at the beginning of that path and we're choosing to create another path in our brain. We're going to use all those little synapses firing off to create that new path that our thoughts will automatically go down. And that old pathway, because it's not being used, will grow over. Like a path in the forest that hasn't been used for years, it gets grown over by grass and bushes and maybe a tree or two. Same thing's going to happen in our brain. So it is absolutely worthwhile, if you're trying to create change in your life, to try what I just explained. You say stop as soon as you, like the second you start feeling an emotion, name it. I am feeling, not I am, because you are not that emotion. You are feeling that emotion. As much as you're not a cat or a dog, you are not that emotion. You're feeling it. And then bring your consciousness into that space between you and the emotion. Choose your new path. And that's it. That is what I wanted to share with you today. If you only ever learn one thing from my podcast or any of my social media pages, I think that is the most useful thing. So, with that said, there's a chance I'm going to say that again, because there's a couple of super, super helpful things. And it doesn't take a lot of tricks to learn how to just relax into ourselves, be ourselves in the world. And our real selves are our best selves. You can quote me on that. So, until next time, be yourself, because the world needs more people like you.